High up a long, winding road in the Appalachian Mountains, a small village is hidden among the hills and forest. Red Swiss flags hang from the tops of Swiss-style buildings. Above some of the doors are signs with German messages. Folgen sein Seligkeit reads one, meaning follow his bliss. Among the businesses is a large Swiss restaurant. Visitors could, for a moment, think they were in Europe. But no, this is Helvetia, West Virginia, in the United States. A group of settlers from Switzerland settled Helvetia in 1869. West Virginia had only been a state for 6 years. Anna Chandler works for the Helvetian Archives, which records the history of the town through photos and documents. She says West Virginia's government was seeking to increase the state's population in its early years. So, she said, state employees traveled to the city of Bern in German-speaking Switzerland. There, they found people willing to travel to West Virginia and build a community. Helvetia has remained small to this day, and it also stayed true to its cultural roots. Or, as Clara Lehman, a member of the Helvetian Restoration and Development Association, explains, Helvetia is like a beautiful mixture of Swiss and Appalachian. Because of Helvetia's remoteness, traveling to or leaving the town was difficult, says Chandler. This has helped the town keep its strong Swiss identity.
Just that isolation makes it very difficult sometimes to bring new things in. So part of the fact that a lot of those traditions are still here is just because there was not a way for them to leave.
As of the most recent official count, 59 people live in Helvetia. Many are direct descendants from the original Swiss settlers. Lehman's great-grandfather, for example, was among the first Swiss settlers of Helvetia. She says that everyone on her mother's side of the family grew up in Helvetia. Lehman herself left Helvetia for a few years for school and work. However, she says she always felt a pull to return, and in time, she surrendered to it.
Part of those traditions means the town celebrates several Swiss holidays every year. The largest and most festive is called Fastnacht. It has Catholic roots.
Fastnacht is a Swiss tradition. The root of the word is fasting night. It's a tradition that you practice before Lent. You're essentially gorging yourself and having excess right before you're going to be very austere, just like Mardi Gras and Carnival.
Helvetia's Fastnacht is observed on the Saturday before the start of the Christian period of Lent. Lent always begins in February or March. This year, Fastnacht took place on February 10th. In the town's early history, Lehman said, Fastnacht was only celebrated privately, at home, or with friends. However, in 1968, Lehman's grandmother, Eleanor Mayhew, and friends decided to make the festival a larger event for the town. As word of the event spread through West Virginia, Fastnacht grew in popularity. Now, hundreds of visitors come from surrounding communities to join the locals at the yearly party. The celebration begins in the afternoon when local musicians gather at Starband Hall to play music. Crowds come to eat, drink, and enjoy the sounds of live, old-time, folk, and country music. Later in the evening, people move outside and put on many different homemade masks. Similar to Mardi Gras, the Fastnacht masks represent escape from from one's identity. This permits more freedom in behavior. We prepare masks in secret in our homes, Lehman said. Then she said, mask wearers parade through town to the community hall, holding candle lampions. Inside the community hall, a model of Old Man Winter hangs. The masked marchers walk around it, trying to frighten winter away so that spring will come. At that point, the masks come off. The local Red Star Band plays, and the dancing begins. Helvetia is known for dancing, and during Fasnacht, they demonstrate both their Appalachian and Swiss culture through square dances, waltzes, and Swiss polka dancing. Everyone is expected to dance. In Clara Lehman's words, if you don't know how to dance, it doesn't matter because somebody's going to teach you. At midnight, the music stops. Partiers cut down Old Man Winter, carry it outside, and throw it on a big fire.
That is supposed to say, welcome spring, get out of here winter.
Food is also important for Fasnacht. During the day, the town's only restaurant, the Hütte, prepares Swiss-German food. This includes Sauerbraten, Bratwurst, and Swiss cheese. Locals also prepare rosettes, a traditional Swiss pastry made with fried dough, which they serve during the dance. Tradition is important to the people of Helvetia, who have always valued community, says Anna Chandler.
This event that both Helvetia and then some of the other communities around do through the year lets folks come home and celebrate the way they knew as a kid or as they remember their grandparents talking about.
Continuing those traditions in Helvetia does have its difficulties. Economic problems in West Virginia have made it difficult for Helvetians to find jobs. The population has decreased over the years. But those still living in Helvetia refuse to let their culture disappear.
You have to really fight to maintain a tradition. But I think that what's really cool about Helvetia is we're super stubborn and we want to hold on to this Swiss identity. We see the value of holding on to some of these traditions that speak to your soul and that elevate your experience of life. So I think that's why we continue to do it.
I'm Phil Deerking.
And I'm Katie Weaver.